Chris, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
So what are we going to see in the programme on BBC Three later today?
You're going to see all sorts of stuff. It's basically following my life, and we were filming for over a year, so it shows quite a big chunk of my life too. And basically what my life entails with my health, so going to have treatment every month and the scans and results and fun things like that, but then also the other side of my life, which is running the charity Copperfield and what we're trying to do in this country about educating young people about the signs and symptoms of the disease.
You see, we hear so much about breast cancer. In fact, it does sort of overshadow so many of the other cancers that people suffer. But you still think there's a need for people out there to know more?
Well, there is a need for young people to know more, because young people don't realise that can happen to them. Young people aren't taking on this very important life lesson of getting to know their boobs from a younger age, so that no matter what age they are, they can notice anything and potentially get breast cancer detected early. What the messages that were out there before Copperfield existed were for older people to check themselves, or for older people to go to their mammograms. And a lot of people, obviously, you know, are the other breast cancer charities are also doing amazing things to support people who have it already, or are finding the treatments to help people like me survive it. So there was a severe lack of awareness for young people, and the reason why I was diagnosed late.
When you first went to seek medical assistance, did you believe entirely what you were told, that the lump was hormonal, or was there something in the back of your mind which made you fear it was cancer still?
Nope, I thought nothing but what she was telling me. And also, that's all I wanted to hear, because I was 22 at the time and I wanted to go off travelling. So the last thing I was thinking was that it might be cancer. I'd never heard of anyone with cancer, and it wasn't really ever in my life. So I just wanted to believe what she was telling me, that it was hormonal and that it would just go away if I took some evening primrose oil. That's what I believed, and that's what I did. And 8 months later, I was told it was secondary breast cancer. It had already spread to my spine.
8 months later, and then, of course, as I said, it was stage four cancer with no stage five. Had you been diagnosed correctly all those months before, would the prognosis have been different?
We will never know if in that time it had spread to my spine, but it's very likely it did. And if she had only told me to at least keep an eye on my breast and come back if I was worried, or anything, all of those different communications that could have happened, then I might have thought more about it as well, and I could have been more proactive. It's only because of my mum that I actually went back the third time and asked for a referral. So if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gone back at all. So yes, it could have been a lot worse, but it could have been a lot better too.
What is the long-term prognosis for you? Hopefully there is a long-term.
Yes, I'm actually not a fan of the P word, because I could ask anyone how long they've got left. I don't know, and no one's told me, because no one knows how long is a piece of string. So I'm having treatment that is keeping my cancer stable. I'm very, very lucky that it is, and I just hope that it will keep working for as long as possible.
Now, when you were first diagnosed, when you first went to talk about it, you said you'd never heard of anybody with it. Have you had stories that have come to you since you've got involved with the charity and publicising your story? Have you suddenly found there are an awful lot, sadly, of young women in the same boat?
Absolutely. Far too many of us out there. And so as soon as Copperfield was out there, young women were writing to us. And actually, I was going around spreading my message around, and I was going into schools and workplaces. Soon realised I couldn't go into every school and every workplace. So now we have a group of boobettes who do that for us, and they've all been diagnosed under the age of 35 and spread their own stories to people that need to hear it. So yes, there's lots of us out there.
You talk about Copperfield, and that is copper, C-O-P-P-A, and then feel. Can people have a look online and put, you know, get information if they want to?
Yes, please. Our website's copperfield.org. Find out what the signs and symptoms of breast cancer. Start this habit today. And if anything, we can remind you to, because a lot of people don't, because they forget. And so we have reminder services, like a text reminder service and things like that. So, yeah, check it out.
It's been really good to talk to you, and all the very best, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. That's Chris Hollinger.